I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A suicide bomber killed himself and injured 11 others while at a church Sunday morning. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says 9 believers remain hospitalized from the bombing, which took place in Solo, Indonesia. Extremist groups appear to want Sharia law and see the church as a stumbling block. The 100-person church is responding with love, though. A 17-year-old victim says he's already forgiven the bomber. Pray for this to open doors to spread the gospel throughout the nation. And another ministry is giving you the tools you need to reach out to Muslims with the gospel. The Crescent Project's Oasis Conference will be in the Washington, D.C. area November 3rd through the 5th. More than 500 people are expected to gather to gain insight from ministry leaders on how to reach out to Muslims without offending them. You'll receive resources and practical training as you learn. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Find out what's happening behind the scenes at Mission Network News on Facebook. Find the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.